Gonna build a mountain from a little hill. Gonna build me a mountain, at least I hope I will. Gonna build a mountain, gonna build it high. I don't know how I'm gonna do it, I only know I'm gonna try.
Hello, success friends! I'm Tom.
Hey, and I'm Jerry, and we're here to ensure your success.
Welcome, success friends, to 15 minutes of fun, where we ask the question, what are you doing within while you're doing without? Today's show, man, Jerry, look at that crowd out there.
I love them. Greetings and salutations to my wonderful success friends.
But, you know, today's Success Friends show is brought to you by the Thomas Fierst Insurance Agency,
your first choice for insurance.
And we are joined today with a very special guest. And Suzanne, I've been screwing your name up all day, but let's try it one more time. Suzanne Detlefsen, is that
correct?
Yeah, baby. Woo-hoo. Welcome. Say hi to Jerry.
Hi, Jerry.
Hi,
how are you?
Jerry. Greetings and salutations.
And welcome, success friends. Thank you for joining us today to a little place I like to call Success Saturday. The perfect way to end your week and start your weekend. We provide a little bit of entertainment, a lot of bit of education, and 100% of inspiration. In fact, when I get done with this show, I can't wait for Monday to get here. So join us here each Saturday morning and rekindle your romance with success. And speaking of success, hello to Bob at the controls this morning.
Well, hello, and you don't have to say speaking of success. I don't know what you're referring to.
Just you, Bob. But you know, we talk about success because we love being on KLBB Radio every Saturday at 11:30 a.m. And remember, success friends, listen for our lemon drops every morning now, Monday through Friday, 9:20 a.m. Our lemon drops are little inspirations to melt in your mind the whole day long. Now, success friends, our show is dedicated to all of us that have a dream, to all of us that want to be somebody, that want, as Sammy Davis Jr. says, to build a mountain from a little hill. Our show is born from the idea that to be successful, you only need a grand obsession and the tools to ensure that your grand obsession stays alive. But success, friends, I want to welcome my guest, Suzanne Detlefsen, right?
Correct.
We're good. And I want to get right into it. You know, Suzanne, we only have 15 minutes today, and your topic is huge. I mean, we're just going to be able to even just brush the surface of it. So we want to get right into it. But, you know, success, friend, Suzanne suffered a very severe brain injury.
Correct.
How long ago was that?
That was in 03.
Oh, okay, about 13 years ago.
Correct.
You know, when I look at you and I talk to you, and I would not know it, right?
Correct.
Had I saw you, what, about 5 years ago? 10 years?
As much as a year ago.
As much as a year ago.
You'd notice if I was shorting out.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. And I mean, Suzanne, you just made tremendous strides. But what I'd like you to do is tell our success friends a little bit about what happened and kind of your story there, if you could.
All right. Well, I'll make it a little bit quick and I'll try and be clear. Here's the short course. I was leaving my model home and ended up in an auto accident and got rear-ended and kind of fell in the cracks of medicine, per se. So I didn't know who I was a week later and spent the next 5 years in medical.
So did you have a week where you were kind of conscious or were you knocked
out?
No,
I literally, I mean, you want to talk about senior moments, it was almost every moment.
Okay, so you had this accident, the next thing you know, you're waking up in the hospital? Or?
Nope, they sent me home and I just did not know who I was or I don't know, couldn't drive. And it took a moment, you guys, it wasn't. You know, I just was leaving my model home and, no offense, thought I was doing awesome. And these brain injuries, I never understood them at all. And once the cuts and bruises are gone, we're kind of okay. We look okay.
Right.
But we're not okay.
And is that part of the problem is you look okay, so
yeah.
No one really believes
it's like scar tissue on your brain.
Mm-hmm.
on steroids. I mean, it just it just consumes your thoughts, your thinking.
So where did you find yourself then in the next following years? You just were out of
you know,
kinda?
A lot of drugs, MRIs, CAT scans, blood work, background in a circle, every doctor, every neurologist, every chiropractor, I mean, wherever. I went everywhere that somebody said.
Because you just were miserable.
Yep.
You could not operate, really.
No, correct.
Okay. Were you blacked out, or I mean?
I'd pull off on the side of the road and go, I'm 10 minutes from home, but I can't find my way home.
Really? So it would be what kind of like an Alzheimer's person would feel like.
Yeah, I guess.
Right. I mean, I hear you. Good thing we're guessing, right?
Exactly.
But so you're going along. I mean, there's really no answer. They're trying stuff. Nothing's really working for you, right?
Oh, my gosh. I mean, seriously, it just kept going around in a circle. Gotcha. Almost just short of 5 years.
Okay. What changed in the last year?
Well, actually, what changed probably 5 years ago is thank God for a friend of mine calling me and thinking I was out to lunch. And he's like, wow, what's wrong with you? I found this equipment. They don't have to amputate my foot. Maybe it'll fix your brain.
Okay, so he was having medical problems.
Yep, he had Asian orange and diabetes and neuropathy. Right. And so he had his own issues. And so thank God he came and got me and we found this equipment. And they just did magical scar tissue removal or whatever you want to call it.
All right.
And then I really was going to go back to real estate. That's really my background.
Right.
And what I found was is that, gosh, I would short out. And I thought, I can't drive people around. Something's still wrong. it's a crisis.
I can laugh about
it. I can laugh about it now, but I cried a lot.
I bet you did. You got this machine. You started getting rid of the scar tissue.
Yes, correct.
You started getting the
thinking
the
a
fog
little more.
Started to lift,
mm-hmm.
And that's been about 5 years.
Yes, correct.
And so then you're doing it also, right?
Correct.
You're working with this system and working
so
with other
now,
people.
Yeah. So now what happened was
And Tom, I don't mean to interrupt you,
but
it's fabulous stuff, and we're going to be right back, but it is time to take a little break.
Thanks, Jerry, and when we come back, we'll have some more quotes for you, some success quotes.
Believe it came from you.
I'm Tom Fierst.
And I'm Geriatrix.
And we're inviting you to take the KLBB Challenge. Just call the Thomas Fierst Insurance Agency, and if we can't save you money on your auto and home insurance, we'll give you $25.
Wowzer! So, Tom, they either get better rates or they get $25?
That's right, Jerry. Call the Thomas Fierst Insurance Agency, 651-738-0107.
Take the KLBB Challenge, 651-738-0107.
I'm gonna write words so, so sweet. They're gonna knock me off of my feet.
Welcome back, success friends. Hey, want to remind everybody, we are tweeting live today. You can find us at hashtag Fierce Choice for Twitter. And please like us at Thomas Fierce Insurance on Facebook.
Hey, Tom, don't forget, we're also on Lemon Drops on Instagram.
Very good, Jerry. Now everybody knows. Okay, so we're here with Suzanne Detlefsen. I don't know why I...
You're doing so well.
I struggle with that one.
Maybe I should charge you up.
And Suzanne, it is time for our success quotes of the day. And let's see, our first quote, let me find it. The gym, and this is a Chinese proverb, Suzanne,
mm-hmm.
The gym cannot be polished without friction, nor man perfected without trials.
Hmm? Wow.
How about you, Suzanne? Do you have a quote that has kind of...
Well, it's kind of hit home only because I have found that kind of going through this brain injury journey is that I wanted to make things fun and I wanted people to kind of clear their brain and have fun at the same time.
Right.
So the one that kind of hits home for me is the master of art of living. It has a little distinction between their work and their play. And I think that's just really where medical should be, because if it was results based, we'd have a lot of happy people in the world.
I like it. So we like that joy, don't we? Mm-hmm. And I think that one was from James Michener, right?
Correct.
Like that one. How about you, Jerry? Do you have a quote for us today?
Yes, Tom. Believe you can and you're halfway there. And that came from Theodore Roosevelt.
Well, you know, and that's a good one, too, because, Suzanne, you had to have a lot of belief as you're going through this struggle with yourself that there must be a better outcome for this, right? You never gave up looking. You never gave up trying.
No. So kind of the short journey, basically long journey. But
right, very
if anybody's
journey.
Been out there with a brain injury, you know what I'm talking about. And so what I found was is that scar tissue can be deleted.
Okay.
Your clarity, your focus, you can get improvement in your brain. And I don't even believe anyone should have Alzheimer's or any of that kind of stuff anymore. So we put together a really fun way to get your life back.
That. I got you. And I think part of it, the first part of it, is even not being afraid to talk about brain injuries, right?
Correct. I mean, they're huge. There are millions of people. I don't care if you fell off your boat or your trike or your football.
Right?
Anything.
I mean, it really means when they say you should wear a helmet when you're riding your bike, you really should.
Oh,
you?
Yeah. People short out. That's the best way I can describe these brain injuries. And there is absolutely nothing I found.
Right.
Is
part of it time as the other healer? Is that part of it too?
Not really.
No.
I mean, I had years to get better, but it literally, you go from being smart to really turning into stupid. And that was my biggest thing. I was just like, I don't want to let anyone know how stupid I've gotten, because it's like you feel like a complete idiot.
So then you want to hide, I would imagine, huh?
Yeah, you're drugged up for 10, 20, 30, 24 hours a day.
Right.
I mean, you just, you have no life. I can honestly tell you.
What a struggle. You know, with it, how do you deal with adversity now? I mean, do you just take it one? I mean, obviously you must look at life a little differently, right?
Let me tell you what, every moment of every moment matters, and you better discharge up. I mean, we are water and energy, and that's what nobody forgets to really look at it daily.
Right. So we need to appreciate each moment we have and make sure we appreciate everything around us too, huh?
Definitely.
Suzanne, and you know, unfortunately, we're already coming to the end of our show. Let's tell our success friends if they want to find more. You know, like I said, we're just brushing the surface here. How
Correct.
Did they get a hold of you? What's a good way to touch base with you?
Actually, my cell number is the best, and you can even text me because emails just take a little too long for me. So here's the short course, 612-990-2800.
So say it one more time. Make sure our success friends had a chance to get a pencil.
612-990-2800.
Fabulous.
Thank you.
So, and if they have questions about brain injury, they just want someone to talk to about it, they can give you a holler, right?
Only if they're looking for results.
Well, that's true. If you don't want to change, right? Don't call if you don't want to change, right?
If you don't want results, don't call.
Don't call. I like it. But, you know, like I said, we've just touched a small part of this. There's so much more. But I really appreciate you coming in, you know, just having a chance to talk with you. I've learned a lot. I hope my success friends have learned something, too. But, you know, success friends, we love being a part of your day. You know, we have a grand obsession, Suzanne, and our grand obsession is to bring Lemon Drops to over 100,000 people each day. We're telling our success friends, sign up for our Lemon Drops on www.gps4success. And sign up for the Lemon Drop. You get a little inspiration every day. You can also hear us on KLBB Radio, 920, Monday through Fridays. You get a little inspiration each day. And we'll be back here next Saturday at 11:30 a.m. We want to tell everybody, please be enthusiastic, right?
Absolutely. And you're lucky I love Lemon Drops.
There we go. And this is Tom Fierst and Geriatrics saying goodbye, Success Saturday. Hello, Success. Jerry, any thoughts?
Yeah, don't text and drive.
Son in my heaven on earth with the good Lord's grace, with a fine young son to take my place. I'll leave a son in my my heaven on earth with the good Lord's grace. Gonna build